I think maybe many of you have met already on Tuesday when we started this orientation week, but for those who have not met me before, my name is Marita, and I work in the admission services of JYU as a coordinator. And the main responsibilities I've been having over the years have been the support for migrant background persons living in Finland who wish to continue their higher education studies or wish to get their prior professions qualified in Finland. And we also have academic integration training program. I'm working as a facilitator in this. And indeed, Aki, I'm going to say a few words. I want to be quite a bit shorter, perhaps, because I want to keep this presentation in about 20 minutes. And then after that, a colleague from InfoCenter Jyväskylä will take the stage, but I let her introduce herself. And now I'm going to continue with the presentation. So the aim of this session is to give you a brief look to the Finnish society and welfare system. I'm going to introduce some sort of core issues and organizations, authorities, and so on. Then I'm going to talk in brief about the availability of integration support for students, and then please be patient. There are quite many slides, but the idea is also to share useful links that hopefully will help you to navigate in the system here in Finland and in Jyväskylä, and you are always very warmly welcome to ask questions when you have one. So quite straight, I'll go to the administrative structure of the Finnish government. So Finland is a republic, and here you can see the highest organs of our government. The Parliament of Finland consists of 200 members of parliament. They are appointed by election for 4 years at a time, and the next elections will be held on 23. And then, of course, I know that you know already that our president is Mr. Sauli Niinistö. He has been in power since 2012. And the term is 6 years. And in maximum, one person can have two consecutive terms. So actually, the next elections will be held on 24, and then Sauli wouldn't be able to continue or sit as a candidate anymore that time. And then, of course, everybody knows our prime minister is Sanna Marin. The government was appointed 2020, and it has 19 ministers, at least the last time I checked the figures. As an area, Finland is divided into municipalities. The municipalities are self-covering, and meaning that they also collect taxes from their residents. You may also, at least maybe those of you who are degree students, of course I know that some of our degree students, you are still outside of Finland studying remotely. But eventually, if you will be able to settle down in Finland, you may face this thing that based on the taxes, the municipalities also organize variety of services. Maybe mainly these services may be actually for use of also our international degree students, but be prepared, please, that maybe sometimes not all the services are not maybe available. But for example, healthcare, child daycare, and school education, they are this kind of services funded by the taxes collected by the municipalities. And then we have local state administration. They handle duties such as police, local register offices, employment and economic issues. Finnish citizens who are at least 18 years of age have right to vote. In European Parliament elections, also the citizens of other EU member states who have entered their names on Finland voting register have right to vote in European Parliament election. Please keep this on mind if you are a citizen of any member country of EU. And then in a municipal election, citizens of another EU member state, as well as citizens of Iceland and Norway, and also other countries, if you have had a residence in Jyväskylä for at least 2 years of time, you have right to vote. And you can check more information in this link. Okay, intercultural issues in Finland. I wanted to include a few things. National languages in Finland are Finnish and Swedish. And Finnish as a native language is spoken nearly by almost 5 million people. And then Swedish is a native language that is being spoken by a smaller minority. And of course, maybe you have already noticed that English is widely spoken and used at studies and work, media, and so on. And the population of Finland consists of variety of minorities. There are just some minorities, sort of traditional minorities mentioned here. But in general, some 7% of Finnish population are actually inhabitants who have moved to Finland on the basis of studies, work, family relations, and refugee. We could call also migrant background inhabitants in Finland. Or when there are children in immigrant background families, they have also opportunity to study their own language at school. And in this link in Jyväskylä, you can find more information. For example, if you have children who are studying in schools or pupils in schools. Okay, of course, it's very important to always acknowledge that it's illegal to discriminate against anyone on the grounds of sexual orientation, gender identity, and expression expression of gender. I wanted to include this. This is, of course, has been also a very, very much spoken topic. It's very important to acknowledge this. CETA association link is also provided here. Aims in a Finnish society for equality and individual welfare that includes everyone, regardless of sexual orientation or gender identity or expression of gender. And then, of course, we have a freedom of religion. So people have a right to choose their religion or not to choose their religion. And then also you can find here some links once again. And then actually the Non-Discrimination Act prohibits all discrimination on the basis of gender, age, origin, nationality, language, religion, belief, opinion, political activity, trade union activity, family relationships, state of health, disability, and the sexual and gender issues already mentioned. Also, according to the Finnish legislation, women and men are equal and usually are both responsible for the care of home. Marriage between two persons of the same sex has been possible by law in Finland, actually quite late, starting from 2017. And this regards also family reunification, so that is also to be done on equal basis for everyone. In Finland, democracy and freedom of speech are fundamental principles. So there is freedom of the press, of course, in Finland, and this means that the state cannot dictate what is said in the media. Sorry. Now I'm getting a bit. Yes. So a few words about the building blocks of welfare in that way, that how it is being funded, for example. So the welfare system in general guarantees decent living conditions for all residents in the country, and social insurance such as pensions, sickness and unemployment benefits, and workers' compensations are sort of core of the social insurance system. Then the welfare consists of, for example, family aid, childcare services, and services for disabled. And then we have a comprehensive health system. I'm not going to talk about the health system in details today. We are actually going to also organize a separate session with Ville from the Student Union covering the health system issue. And the social security is sort of divided into residence-based social security. I kind of mentioned already related with the municipalities, and then employment-based earnings-related social security, and funded then by the insurance companies and pension funds. But of course, many public services are just free for anyone. We have libraries, cultural activities, hobbies, safe and well, hopefully as clean environment as possible, early childhood and basic education available for everyone. And Kela is an social insurance institution of Finland that looks after the social security of people. Usually the Kela services and benefits are sort of limited for residents who have a permanent residence in Finland. Having citizenship or having, for example, the A-type residence permit, or being citizens of EU member countries or members. But you can always check also your eligibility for Kela services, and especially if something changes in your situation. I mean, your sort of status of residing in Finland, you can always check, contact Kela and ask if you were entitled to their benefits. And I think this healthcare fee was already discussed on Tuesday. I'm not going into details on that, but this is a mandatory fee for all degree students, not depending. I mean, even though you had a private insurance, you have to pay this fee. And here you can see the Kela contact information in Jyväskylä and phone numbers too. And please check the website also, maybe prior for visit, if they are visiting, if they have any sort of how can I say, like restrictions or limits due to the pandemic situation. Here are many links, as I promised. You can check according to your interest. And then just a few words about the Migri. So Migri is a Finnish immigration service. It works under the Ministry of Interior, and it processes the residence permit applications to Finland. Also, the registration of EU citizens' right to reside in Finland, please remember this. So you can check also these links. If you are staying longer in Finland as an EU citizen, you need to register for your right to reside. Then also the applications for Finnish nationality and refugee issues. And the citizens of Nordic countries, you do not need a residence permit, but if your stay lasts here longer than 90 days, you must register your right to reside in Finland, not in Migri, but in local register office. Maistraatti. And actually, I think I have, sorry, I'm just, it's nowadays called Digital and Population Data Services Agency. So sorry about this not wrong name here. Remember all of you who have a residence permit, and then if you now studying or you are now starting your studies for the first year, eventually towards the spring 22, you need to extend your residence permit. It's recommendable to be done early enough, but not more than 3 months before. And then you can also turn to us in the admission services if you have questions about this extension. I'm not sure actually if Merja Lehtomäki was here, but Merja has been present in other sessions, and Merja is our FRES coordinator, and I think Merja will be maybe mostly replying to these questions in future regarding the residence permit, and of course us all in the services as well. And then there is a possibility, hopefully used a lot, then after graduation or following graduation, that you can have a residence permit for seeking work after graduation as well. And this can be applied for 1 year at once. Must be applied, so remember this, that you need to apply over 1 year at once if that is in your interest, but please check always the information and ask if you have any questions regarding this then later on. And here just to let you know about this Digital and Population Data Services Agency, some information what kind of services do they process. I'm going to now lift only one because I really want to save some time for Divya also. So the permanent address in Finland and domicile is being processed by this office, and this kind of form can be filled in for those students who are going to reside in Finland and in Jyväskylä more than 1 year. And here is a question number 24. And the question asks, is your residence in Finland permanent? Usually this has not really been sort of taken up by the office themselves. So we bring it up here that it may be useful to answer actually yes, because this can be actually important for your future eligibility or those services that you were entitled to get, that you have said that your permanent place of residence is in Finland. Okay, and then just maybe a few lights about the integration, which of course is kind of core thing also when settling down to a new place of residence, to a new or second or however anyone want to call home countries. So in Finnish it's called kotoutuminen. You will hear this word, I'm sure, in Finnish. And it covers this kind of things as finding student position in the country and or finding job, learning language, Finnish, Swedish, so on, and forming contacts and networks within the society. A colleague, Divya, will soon continue about the integration services, but I want to just highlight this, that depending on also a little bit on the residence permit type, sometimes the integration services may be limited. But then we have been extended and elaborated the sort of supply of services. And I think like more services are now available, for example, compared with a couple of years of time. So please find out what your rights are in terms of integration services and also use these services that are possible for you or at your use. Here are some links to for example, net portals where you can look for jobs. And then I want to just say aloud the word talent boost. So recently, the University of Jyväskylä have recruited also persons who are working in this talent boost initiative. And this is a cross-administrative program by actually coordinated by the Ministry of Labor. And in JYU, these functions are now have now started, or they have not been launched yet, but please track on our websites to see what is going on in Talent Boost. There's also this Talent Explorer website. Please check it, because this website contains information about of funding that is possible to be used when you, for example, look for employment as an international talent. And then the companies, the employers can use this funding in order to sort of boost their international recruitment. So it's very important. And I think this was last year that this Jyväskylä Immigrants Expertise Center was established in Jyväskylä. I recommend you to check the newsletter and their website. They have a lot of very interesting activities going on. They also give personal guidance, which I also give from SIMHE, so you are warmly welcome to contact us when you have questions regarding, for example, looking for jobs, for example, learning Finnish language, if you want to learn more than, for example, our MOVI center offers and so on, or some kind of different kind of Finnish courses or whatever, what kind of questions you have related with your integration process, please contact. And actually, even today, I got this information that from 1 to 4, you can just sort of pop in if you are interested in, this is a purely Teams online meeting. You can meet employers from different sectors, from caring, service sector, ICT, and so on. And you can ask questions, and it may be partly in Finnish, partly in English. Feel free to use English and ask if you can't understand. Hopefully, still you're able to attend, though it's now, of course, very, very late, and information on this event. And then some links or email addresses actually here at JYU for your support and help for settling down, for asking questions on your way during your studies, graduation, and so on. And thank you very much. Now I'm ending my presentation, and I'm quite sure that Divya would like to continue maybe straight away. I'm willing to answer your questions in chat, and also maybe if we have time after the Divya's presentation, we can also discuss. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marita. Can you hear me and see me? Great, yes. Thank you very much for having me here. And hello, everyone. I'm Divya Narang from the city of Shivaskila. That is the town. Actually, it could not have been a better place for me to continue after Marita's presentation, because she has already talked about integration. She's talked about different kind of services which are available here. And that's what I'm going to talk about again. But I'll try not to bore you guys. So let me see. Let me share my presentation here. Can you see it? In this mode, I cannot see anyone, if anyone raises hands or tries to ask something. So please feel free to interrupt me at any time. I can only see this presentation on my screen right now. So yeah, I'm the project coordinator here in International Vascular Info Center, about which Marita also mentioned in her presentation. So what exactly is the International Info Center and why I'm here to talk about it? We are a development project primarily under the city of Vivashkila, and we are being jointly funded by the city and the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Employment. I'm not going into further details about these administrative things because that doesn't concern you, and don't want to bore you with this. But we are a multilingual service point that we can provide you with information, guidance, and counseling on different topics in 16 different languages. I'm going to soon talk about what kind of topics. But yeah, the main point is that this service is meant for people who come to Finland from abroad. And that's why we have different languages, and you can come and meet our counselors and talk to them in your own languages. For international students, of course, English is one of the primary languages which you can use, but other options are available as well. And so the point of the service is to help you settle down here nicely and easily. I'm not sure how many of you have already heard about the Multicultural Center Gloria here in Jyväskylä. Gloria is working with us in cooperation in this project. It's a place where people from different backgrounds come and meet, they, including Finnish people as such. They arrange different clubs, different activities, hobby groups, and so on. So if you're looking for more friends and more contacts, this is one place where you can visit. Yeah, so what can you ask us about? It's practically anything and everything about living here, about finding an apartment, if you're not happy with your current accommodation, working and studying. Well, working and studying is also the department from SIMHE, that they will be providing you guidance and counseling about that. But yes, if you have more questions, then you're welcome to come to us as well, about residence permits, about social services and healthcare. As Marita pointed out, that there are different offices and bureaus which handle these things, like Kela and Migri. So a word of caution I would like to mention here is that this project, International Vascular Info Center, does not really have any influence over the procedures and the decisions the officials make, but we can help you get the right information. Say if your process is stuck somewhere and you're not able to contact them, and then you can come us and we can help you with that. You can even come and ask us about where to find some good hobbies or free time activities which suit your interests. So it could be basically anything. And if we don't know the answer, then we try to find the right information and we get back to you. About the languages, as I said, that we have 16 languages. Apart from English and Finnish, we have Arabic, French, Kenya, Rwanda, Kurdish, which is basically Sorani and Gorani, Persian, Dari, Somalian, Russian, Estonian, Thai, Swahili, Tigrinya, and Turkish. So, and we have a specific timetable for every language that which language counselor is available, which day of the week, and when what time. You will find this information on our website. I've included the link to our webpage in the end of this presentation, and I'll leave this whole information package with Marita so that she can share this with you. So yeah, that's one of the main tasks we do, and just feel free to contact us. But apart from it, there is one very important task given to us. In, you heard about this in Marita's presentation as well, which is the initial assessment. It comes directly from the Act on the Promotion of Immigrant Integration. In layman terms, it's the integration law here in Finland. And the integration law basically states a few measures which the municipality or the state can take in order to promote the integration of people into the local society. Initial assessment is one of them. I know the word assessment sounds a bit intimidating, but don't worry, it's just a formal term given to this process. We do not assess you in any way. It's more of an open discussion with you, one-to-one confidential discussion. And we just discuss about your future plans, about your goals, how long are you planning to stay here in Finland? What do you want to do here while staying here? And are there any ways in which the city, the town can help you integrate better into the society? During these interviews, or one or more, we try to bring into focus certain things which could help you eventually achieve your goals better during your stay here. So it's very informal, and there's nothing to be afraid of. But I would say that initial assessment is not compulsory. It's totally voluntary. If you're not interested, no one can force you for it, but I highly recommend it because a lot of students have benefited from this process. Talking a bit more about the initial assessment, I'll let you know how it is conducted. As I said that it's voluntary, so if you are interested in it, you have to register with us. I will show you soon how. And once the registration period is over and we have received all the possible registrations, our staff contacts you and books the first appointment. The meeting can be online if you're worried about the COVID restrictions, but it can also be face-to-face in our office. We can agree on that. During our first meeting, we request a consent form from you. As most of you know, that these days the regulations about GDPR, about the information security, are very strict. So we just take this form, request you to sign this form in case some sensitive information is exchanged between us. And so then we start the real discussion, and it depends about on your situation. If one meeting is enough, then that is enough. If we need more meetings, then we can continue with that. We can agree on the further appointments. And then based on how the whole session went, we draw up a plan with you that how the city can help you. The plan again depends on the interviews. If everything is fine and you're happy with the way things are and you don't need any specific thing from us, then we don't necessarily need to draw up a plan for you. So it all goes based on your needs, and nothing is as such very hard and fast in this. If anyone wants to ask me anything about initial assessment, please feel free to ask it now. Questions? Okay, no problem. Let's move ahead. So here is the information as to how you can register with us, and registration period has started this week and it's going on until 3 weeks from now. The lower link for the University of Jyväskylä is the link you people can use to register with us, or you can use the QR code. Once we receive all the registrations, so after 12th of September, we start contacting students and booking appointments with them. One word for Marita and Agnes here is that, well, you already know about it, that initial assessment is not meant only for the first year students. So if there are other senior students who have not gone through this but are interested, they can do that the same. So I'll share this information with you and then you can send it to the students directly. Talking about, are there any students here, Marita, who are online? Well, I think most of you are online, but are there any students who are not in Jyväskylä right now? They are in their home countries and not reached Finland so far.
Thanks, Divya. Yes, I think they are. I have not checked now, kind of name by name, but I think that that some might be still attending from outside of Finland. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in that case, I would recommend that if you're interested in the initial assessment, you contact us when you reach Finland. Of course, if you want, you can register within this registration period and we can have an online session with you. But the reason why I recommend doing it after you come here is that once you're here, you see your surroundings, your environment, the place where you're living, the kind of people you have around, and that raises a lot many questions. So that could be a good time to contact us and request an initial assessment. And just, I'll leave the contact information within this information package. Just drop an email or give us a call and tell us that you're a student in the JYU and you were not in Jyväskylä at the time of initial assessments and you would like to register for it now. So we'll set up an appointment with you. But as I said, if you want to do it beforehand, it is possible. So as I said, that the main objective of this service is to help people settle down here. It's basically meant for everyone who is living in Jyväskylä or Central Finland region. We do not ask why have you come to Finland, what's your background, unless the situation demands so, unless the kind of questions you bring to us, we need this information. Or in case of initial assessment, actually, we do need the information. But the services are meant for everyone. And it's the main goal is that we help you integrate into the society as early as possible and as nicely as possible. And our services, as I said, are public services. It is not a private organization or a third sector organization. So it's free of cost and strictly confidential for everyone. Marita and Agnes, of course, know that the students are meant for everyone, not just students. So if you know more people around you who might benefit from our services, please feel free to tell them about this. About our location, this is our address, Asemakatun 4. We are right in the city center. I'm not sure how many of you are already familiar with the city center or how much you're familiar, but we are right at the intersection where, if you know where is Forum, where is the main bus terminal from where you take the intra-city buses. And there is a famous street food joint called Taikuri. There's a famous cafe called Wilhelmina. So we are right at the same intersection and it's very, very in the center of the city. If you click on these YouTube videos, you will get an idea about our location and also you will get to see our counselors who are working with us in different languages. Just a small talk about how we act as your link to other services. As Marita talked about different services, so we act as a nexus point for you, as a point of contact for you, where you come and we see your overall situation and we see what kind of services you could benefit from, and we can direct you to the right place. We can, depending on the current phase, for example, the services from TE office, that is the employment office, and the Osaamiskeskus, the expertise center for immigrants, about which Marita also talked about, these services are more relevant for you during the final stage of your studies. The rest of the services provided by the city of Jyväskylä or Ohjaamo or Kela could be more relevant even now. So it really depends. It really depends on in which phase of your studies you are, and then you just come to us and we will know where to direct you. I will not take much time about this because Marita has already talked about this project with you. The link is included here in my presentation as well, and also in Marita's presentation. So as I said, this project services are more relevant for you during the final stage of your studies or after graduation. Suppose if we do an initial assessment for a final year student, we put that student directly in contact with this project. So it's just sort of an advance information for you to keep it in the back of your mind. And I will leave this material with you so you can always come back to it and refer to it. And in fact, Marita has also mentioned about this today's event. So I'm not going to talk about it more. If you want to attend it, you can join it. As Marita mentioned, that primarily the language is Finnish, but myself and my colleague Yenny would be there. So if you have any questions in English or you want to say something you don't understand, then we'll be there to facilitate the event in English as well. That's basically pretty much it. Here is our contact information, the links to our webpage from where you will get all the information about our timetable. Marit Birustelan is our head counselor, and she is the one who basically deals in English. So she would be the person if you want to book an appointment or have some questions. I am the project coordinator. I mainly do the administrative work, but if you are not able to reach Marit or anyone else, then of course you can reach me as well. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook so that you're up to date with everything we're doing there in the project. We were supposed to be a walk-in service. Ideally, it would have been much easier that anyone could just walk in into our office anytime. But due to the COVID situation, at the moment, we are operating primarily on appointment basis. So I would recommend that instead of walking straight into our office, it's better that you give us a call or drop an email and book an appointment so that we are sure that we can talk to you. Because if you come over there directly and all of our counselors are busy with other clients which they have booked appointments with, the situation could be so that we are not able to take you at that time. So I would recommend to book an appointment beforehand. And as I said, initial assessments are voluntary. So even if someone is not interested in the initial assessment, there's no need to think that you cannot avail our services. You can still contact us if you have questions, even if you're not coming for the initial assessment. So yeah, that's the information package I have for you, and I will leave it with Marita and Agnes. If you have any questions, please go ahead.
Divya, this is Marita. Yes. There is actually just one question regarding the initial assessment for JYU students. Yes. Would you able to attach the link or drop the link to chat?
Yes, of course, yes. I can do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. I'll drop the link to the chat and I'll send the we already have the package with you, in fact. This slideshow.
We'll share the slideshow also on the orientation page after this session, so you can also get all the links from there.
Yes, sure. So anyone has anything to say or ask? There's some few things. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm just checking the chat. If there are no questions, then Marita and Agnes have time to take their discussion further, and I will leave this to you.
Yeah, there was actually just one question now, that what is the link to the job fair Teams meeting?
For today, you mean?
Was that actually the one in my presentation, maybe?
It must be the that link. Okay, but wait. I can copy it from the
And you have also received thanks for the informative and helpful session. So this was useful.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I will. I have that link, but that's an image. So either I'll drop that image here in the chat, or I'll try to copy the link from somewhere and put it in the chat. But I can now mute myself and stop the video so that you and Marita can carry on, and I'll put the information in the chat at the same time. Thank you.
Thanks also on my behalf.
Okay. So if there are no more questions, then I also thank Divya and Marita for the presentation, and all of you guys for attending. And we are coming to the end of our morning sessions. Now we will have a lunch break. And after that, remember that in this afternoon, we have the program-specific orientations. So you will be dividing up based on what you study, and you can find the link to the session of your program in the orientation program. So make sure that now you join the right session in the afternoon, and the starting times also vary a bit. So some of them start, I think, already at 12 o'clock, and some of them at 1 or 2 o'clock. So also check out that at what point you have to be in your program specific orientation. But yes, this is it. Thank you for attending. And then tomorrow we still see all of us together for the last day of the orientation. And there will be still some useful topics we go through. We will start at 9:30 with traffic safety for cyclists. As you know, USQA is a town where people usually use bicycles, so it might be very useful to attend and hear about it, especially that autumn is coming really, really fast, and the darker days are coming. So it's good to know how to keep safe also when it's colder and darker. The link to the initial assessment has just been dropped to the chat. Thank you, Divya. So you can quickly click it, and then otherwise I'm closing this session in a minute. So thank you, and see you tomorrow.